There was one occasion when Dunstable was definitely the target. At the northern end of High Street, there was the Sphinx Works, and at the other southern end, there was the Empire Rubber Company. And both these concerns made components for war vehicles. I remember the day very well. It was a Saturday afternoon in late summer when I was 9 years old. I was at the top of Bigthorn Road. There was nobody about. And then I heard the drone of a plane's engine. Looking up, I saw a German bomber, a Dornier, coming from the Luton direction. It was flying extremely low, almost clipping the rooftops as it approached me, and I could clearly see the pilot. We looked at each other with this strange direct eye-to-eye contact, and I was terrified and thought he was going to drop a bomb on me. But instead, he smiled. But after he'd smiled at me, he turned so that he now flew the length of High Street from the north to the south, shooting up both the Sphinx Works and the Rubber Company and strafing the High Street in between.